Okay guys, Mark here, Rick's co-host over at newtophoto.com. He's asked me to do another quick product review today. This time it's the Sigma 30mm f1.4 EX-DC. It's a 30mm lens designed for crop sensor cameras, things like the 7D or the D7100. Anything that's got crop. It comes in a couple of flavours. You can get a Sigma mount, Canon mount, which this one is, or a Nikon mount, Nikon mount. I keep saying Nikon. It's designed to be the equivalent to, on a full frame sensor, the 50mm lens. This is the equivalent to 48mm, which is pretty close to 50mm. If you put a 50mm lens on a crop sensor, it magnifies it by whatever the crop is. It's the same with this one. So on my camera, which is 1.6, it's the equivalent to 48mm. I've priced the... I've had this for about 12 months now. And I'm absolutely delighted with it. The performance has been brilliant. Save for one small issue, and that was at 1.4 it was a little soft, so I just used a micro adjustments on the camera and that corrected it. It still is a little sharp, it's not tack sharp, but I'm not a 100% pixel peeper, so I'm never too worried about that. Comes in with a metal mount, which it should do, because this lens retails are around £350 here in the UK. As you can see, the front elements, it's really quite large, hence the 1.4. As you can see on the side, it's got the DC, which stands for digital crop. It means that it's just designed for crop sensors. It's got the HSM motors, which is the hypersonic motors, which controls the autofocus. Really quiet, it's not silent, but it's really quiet and really fast. It's got the EX series, and this is EX is Sigma's professional line of lenses, similar to Canon's L series. You've got the focus, autofocus, manual and autofocus. It also has full-time manual override, so if it's in autofocus and you want to manually focus, you can do. Comes with a really nice petal shaped lens hood that you really do need with this when you're outside, not so much inside. Handles, flare and the like really quite well. Shooting things in the distance at infinity, it does lose a little bit of clarity, but anything through 5 foot to 20 foot is going to be really nice and sharp. I use this primarily as a portrait lens now. Really good wide open, get some really good looking portraits when you're shooting it at 1.4. It does get sharper the more you go, from like 2.8 to 5.6. It's really, really sharp. It's not too bad at action shots as well, because I recently did a shoot for a friend who wanted some action pictures of their dog. Put the camera in AI servo, 8 frames a second, and this kept track of the dog no problem. Only had one picture that was out of focus, and that was more down to my technique than the lens not keeping up. Compare that to the 50mm, and this is Canon's version. This is the cheapest chips, the prime lens in the Canon range. Retails are around £80 to £100. However, it is plastic. The lens mount is plastic, as is the construction. However, for the price, you do get a lot of bang for your buck with the 50mm. But this just ups the game slightly. Much better construction, much more solid, handles colour and contrast better than this, handles flair much better than this. Having said that, sometimes you want that little bit of flair, lens flair in your pictures, so you can use that one, you're guaranteed to get it. Not so much with that. So that's the Sigma 30mm f1.4 DC EX. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to check out Rick's other videos. He's got some great tutorials on his channel for the Canon 500D. He's also got a few product reviews up there now. So go check it out, like and subscribe. You can also catch me at newtophoto.com. Thanks for watching.